county elections portion of the budget? We have thus far, at this point, removed the line item that is 816, 103-10-816. We've reduced the line item on 103-300-3003 to 5450. Was that pretty much a fixed fee they're charging us on an annual basis?
There's, yeah, there's two different ones. One's, it's over $8,000, and the other one is $2,000-something. And then there's one for the Palm Pilots, and I don't remember how much it is.
And we ask you to consider moving the training mileage expense to the 400 count, and you didn't want to do that, so we have that. For your education, we're going to ask everybody that has a special account to do that. You're not the only one that we're going to chat with about that.
Okay.
If you have something for us, maybe you could give us a copy of where it's mandatory for counties to pick up training expense. And the next thing we need to go through, the only other one I think you got is the 400 account. Is that right? Or is there another? We should have something for grants, shouldn't we? Anticipated grants.
I've made create a line item in the 400 account, right? That's where it's written out of. I just added that into a line item.
I've already got a line item.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, they're all there.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a 400 account. Man, I'm getting more training. Anybody want to say your hot hand?
Where is the revenue line that says grants in the 400 account?
480. There's a federal voting equipment maintenance grant.
400-80?
Yeah.
That's right. It's upwards revenue.
Oh, I see it. I thought that was from the expenses. I apologize. I didn't see the revenue subcategory.
But somewhere here you're going to write in that we didn't already do an anticipated grant, Donna, that you were talking about for
maintenance. And that's the second one, federal voting equipment maintenance grant?
We can just put
$7,000 there.
I knew it was in there.
And then we need to create.
Christy actually sent me a copy of several of those. That's not the only grant you're getting, I don't think, is it?
We get one other one, and it's based on usage.
List maintenance grant?
Yeah.
That's $3,000.
Where is that? Okay.
Yeah, it's realistic.
Yeah.
My question, I had to create a line item unless you see one for maintenance, voting equipment maintenance expense. There it is. I missed that one earlier.
What are we talking about?
Line 430-021. We need to put $7,000 in that line item. Unless you want to see it somewhere else today.
No, I thought the grant line, revenue and expense line matched up as much as possible.
Sure. Tell me again which line, Jim.
I show it as 430-021.
There's 30?
That's the expense side of that grant.
Oh. Yeah.
And I had 7,000 there.
So we added it to the revenue.
And added to the expense.
So, Donna, we will be seeing again the grant that's at 024, 30024.
30. Oh, I should have taken the $3,000 out of there. Well, the problem with that one, I can't use regular employees for that one. I would have to hire part-time help. You can't use a regular employee to get that grant. So unless I hire somebody to come in and do it, we can't use the grant.
The voter list grant?
Yeah, you can't use it for regular employees. It has to be a part-time help that you hire in.
Well, here's my point. You get $9,000 in expense for that grant. Correct? Am I looking at this right? No, that was actual. Are you going to be asking for that grant?
I have signed up for it.
then my suggestion is we put it in revenues and we put it in expenditures so that when it comes, you can spend it.
I did that just now.
Okay, so we're going to have...
How much revenues do you think you're going to have?
Are you asking the 9,000 again?
9,000?
Well, I'm looking at...
The total of the 7 and the 3?
I'm looking at 430,024.
Should be 3,000.
30,024?
Yeah.
We won't get $9,000 this year.
Do you know which of them?
What are you asking for?
I think it's $3,000 is what we already had in there. We had it under the 480,024.
Okay.
But there's nothing on the expense side.
No, there will be. Gotcha.
So, and we got all the grant revenues that you think you've been getting in there?
As far as I remember, we only had the two this year. We don't get any of the other. Well, we have an HHS grant, but you don't get that grant. You have to apply for it. In other words, we would have to decide to pave somebody's parking lot again like we did that one church.
Is this what Rick's asking?
But that's one of those.
Grants you're going to be applying for this year other than those two.
Okay. Yeah.
Total revenue is coming to 11,550. Now I'm going to check that too, if you would.
Sorry, what did you say?
Total revenues.
11,550?
Uh-huh. Yep. So I have. Okay. And what do you have the total expenses then?
Well, I don't have a worrying. Rewriting some of those, I think. Because you got, suppose the list management grant, you're bringing in, what did we say, 3,000? You probably should put 3,000 in expense down.
We did that. Down on line 430,023.
024.
You put 3,000 there?
Yes.
Hmm. I have it at 410.
There is two. Never mind. One's that, well, one's that so, is payroll. And one's that.
So we're putting 3,000 in 023.
024.
024, yeah. $3,000.
Yes, sir.
Do you want it moved to the payroll line, Rick?
I don't think so. Payroll dollar would mean that we're going to hire more as an employee.
But didn't you say you could only use it if you didn't hire more?
Yeah.
But it would be contract labor.
Not as an employee.
It can't not be a regular employee. It would have to be somebody that I hired in part-time.
Can you give me an estimate, Rick, of what we're going to be carrying over into that fund to start?
You probably don't know.
It was $27,000 the other day.
Got it. Yellow sheet, go ahead.
This says fund balance as of the beginning of the month,
$29,000.
$29,000.
I thought it was
27. So, are we going to start
2013
with that?
Around, well, at the beginning of December, it's 29,000. So I'm looking for there to be a lot more expenditures out of there during this month.
Well, I had revenue of $34,000.
So 29, what are you putting in there for fund balance? 29,000?
So we spent almost all of that $34,000 revenue that I had this year. What do you say, Jim?
What number are we, for this purpose, the fund balance projected January 1st, 2013, what number did you plug in? She has 12,000. You say 29.
She doesn't. Well,
I had.
What do you got?
29,000.
It's going to be closer to 29 if we put in 28. Whatever the actual figure is.
Does it matter?
Unless that's correct.
I will, when we get to the end of to doing this, I will put in the actual fund balance.
Right.
He wants a place to start.
I use 30,000 is what I use because that's what it was when I ran this particular copy.
You said how much?
30,000.
So put 30,000 in.
Yeah. Okay. I have 30,000 by
26 cents. Okay. 30,000 is what we'll put in there for just. For a starting point, and obviously actuals will go in there.
Then add to that for the year, the 11,550 will bring you in. So we're going to have, she's going to have $41,550 to work with in this fund.
And then she has $31,100 allocated in expenditures for a fund transfer of $10,450 is what I'm showing for 2014.
Where are you at on fund transfer? What is that?
I'm not transfer. Fund balance for January 1st, 2014. Based off the expenditures that we just went through, should be.
Did you put anything in for the burner equipment maintenance grant?
3,000 and 7,000.
Yeah.
Maintenance grant, yeah, 7,000.
430,021.
430021, $7,000.
Okay, so your total equipment expense was?
Total equipment expense is $10,000.
I'm still off about $7,000. I'm not figuring out why. Let's go down to people to make sure.
Yeah, we agree on the revenue, $11,550. What did you put in salaries? Maybe I'm off.
I didn't
have anything. What did you put for office supplies?
$3,100.
I have $1,000.
We're looking at totals
now. I'm sorry. $3,100.
I'm off, and I see why. What is your total, Rick?
$3,100.
And that's one
expense.
I've got $2,100.
No, it's $1,000, $1,800, and $300. The election fund training.
He's using the formula. The formula is off. Okay.
That's right.
Gotcha.
So equipment expense was $10,000. You said you had that.
Yep. Zero and zero.
Yes.
I bet you I'm closer than I've ever been.
Wait. Take me back to. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Sure. And then the total other expense was $12,000. You got $12,000 in there.
Yes. That's
total expenditures then were.
That's correct. Okay. So I'm what you got now.
Okay. Hit me again. She's asking for a contingency fund of $12,000. Correct? And you're saying that the balance then is
right at $17,000.
Well, what is the balance instead of right at? What have you got?
I've got $16,415.
Okay. And I have $975.76, but the reason is because I copied the actual fund balance. So that's going to change anyway. And I don't know. It's one of those that normally you budget whatever the balance is into contingency, and that's on total differences.
What do you see as a, as your total expenditure?
$25,100.
Well, as far as Donna, and here's the question. If the beginning balance starts with more money or less money, do you want him to adjust the contingency fund so that it balances out to zero at the end?
You can do that.
It's up to you. That's your
point. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what you guys usually do with your account,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
That's fine.
I'm trying to get us to a point where we won't have to balance to zero, but in fact we can project that we're going to begin the new year of 2014, for example, with $300 or $300,000 or $3 million.
I did want you guys to notice that total revenues came to $34,341.33. And of that, part of it was grant, but the remainder was the regular money we get in from the state for doing data entry into MCDR. And so I used almost all of the revenue besides grants, because you wanted me to use part of that money this year, and I did. I mean, I still have money left over, but all of the revenues that came in, I used almost all of the revenues up.
Questions on this or any of the others that we've been looking at?
No questions about 1, 2, 1, 3, or 400, sir.
Those are
cool. I got questions, but not those departments.
Who's already in it?
No, that's right.
Just delve into those departments. That's what we're here to do.
So I let me go back to 103. Are we satisfied with the $12,000 request for the mail-in registration cards and the NCO
National Change of Address.
Yeah, that fee in it.
Tom, explain to me again, and I apologize. What?
That's okay. I wanted to send out new voter ID cards this year.
But we're not required to until next
year. We're not required to. But your current voter ID card does not reflect the current districts, the current voting districts. It reflects last year, or sorry, this year's. So all of the legislative districts that have that will change on January 1 will not show up on your voter ID card. And we don't have an election for that until the following year. So if you don't want to do that, we don't have to do that, because we won't have an election in that area. But it also means people don't have accurate voter ID cards. I still want to run my data through NCOA so that I can stay up with getting my database clean.
Well, I see an amazing stat here. It is an incredible coincidence. Okay, what else could I call it? An amazing number. You've asked for $12,000. In your 400 account, which is for elections, you have budgeted $12,000 for contingency. It would save us $12,000 out of general fund revenue if you could spend that from your special fund. And legally, you can.
I can use part of it on the regular mailing that has to be done for any time anybody registers. We have to do a mailing within 5 days. That needs to come out of the 103 account.
It needs to be required by law.
Well, you're required to budget for my office to take care of elections.
I understand that. This is not...
Well, but you asked me, so I'm responding.
Well, you're responding in a way that makes it seem like we have to do this. Mm-hmm. And, yes, we're required to fund your office. We're looking for money to do that. And we can, in fact, make the necessary cuts through personnel throughout the courthouse to try to reach a budget. We don't want to do that. So we're asking officers to look at your fund and find ways to help. Just please know that we've asked you for that, and we'll make notes. I look to you for a recommendation, Mr. Jim.
How about this, Ron? I will take part of the cost out of my 400 account and reduce that down to $9,000. Is that something that you would feel more comfortable with?
Express to you that you have. Okay, I don't believe that you're going to have $12,000 left over. I think you're getting $25,000.
So you're saying you'll fund $9,000 for $400 or just $3,000 for $400?
$3,000.
How about fund $6,000 and I'd be open to putting Terry Greer's back in there?
I'd be willing to move those other two girls down to 40-hour workdays.
We're just talking.
Okay.
As you want to think of a combination to come back with this.
Okay. I put a part-time position in there, then I would want to put it into my 400 account so that I could use the grant.
Uh-huh.
So that's $3,000. So I'll take another $3,000 and reduce that down to $6,000. But I don't think that's going to cover the postage for regular... cards going out. Keep in mind, the actuals that are reflecting that are so low is because I had a grant that paid for the majority of the canvases last year.
Right. Don't, if you send out voter cards in 2013, will you do it again in 2014 or not?
I have to do it in 2014.
So, guys, I don't know about you, but it seems to me like our budget where it's at, if we
save $12,000,
shouldn't send that.
No, you can't save all of the $12,000, but you can save part of it, yes.
Whatever we
I still have to do the mailing, Ron. For every, I have to have it out in 5 days. That's statutory.
I can save $9,000 since you offered to pay $3,000 out of the other $5,000.
Okay, so we want to reduce it to $9,000. I'm willing to do that.
I say zero.
Well, you do have to pay for the postage. And I do think I can show you statutorily that you're responsible for paying for that postage.
Postage for?
All of the voter. Whenever a person registers to vote, I have 5 days to respond. Statutorily, I have to do the mailing.
Your estimate, how much that postage would cost?
Probably around $5,000.
Donna?
Because I have almost always...
You're not a fine. $4 million. $600,000.
You're not going to get it in my budget, Ron. I'm down to $61,000.
Help you. There's not an officer that's going to come in here that says I'm going to get it out of their budget.
Sure.
I'm just looking for ways to do that.
Yeah.
To me, it's almost a pet peeve to know that we've got $1.5 million sitting out there in special funds, and our officers don't want to use them. And it's almost hurtful that they say, no, you're required to do this, you give me the money, and then I'll spend this money over here for anything I want, within, obviously, the limits of the law, at a time when we're stressed. That hurts.
I have a pet peeve, too.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the commission's got over $10 million in contingency. We're going to put more money in contingency.
Yep.
We're starting off with a beginning balance that I don't believe we need to start off with,
yep,
since we've got over $10 million in the contingency fund. So that's my pet peeve.
Can you show me what we've got in that contingency fund?
We have 1.6.
1.6 million?
1.6 that we have put in for projected budgets. And that's not
contingency. Okay.
I think that's what we
budgeted last year. Okay. Let's move on. I know where I'm headed there.
Did you want to adjust that line item, Ron?
No, wait for the consent of the commission.
Okay.
I have it on mine. Stay in recess until Jim gets back.